Okay, we're going to go ahead on with section two. We'll go ahead on with section two. The soul corrupted. If we understand from the above that the soul of man was as it was intended, was an agreement or covenant that was administered through the Spirit, then this helps us understand how the soul of man became corrupted. It helps us understand the nature and origin of sin. Where we start is where sin started, in the Garden of Eden with Adam and Eve, the first man and woman. Adam and Eve were made uncorrupted, but they were corruptible. The pair was sustained only by a dependence upon God and His benevolence. A good comparison would be an apple in a tree. God is the tree, and man is the apple. As long as the apple abides in the tree, it is renewed daily. Once the tree drops the apple, then we see that it begins to corrupt. When Adam, through his disobedience, was cut off from God, he began to corrupt. Man cannot depend on himself to live. All the information and nourishment for that apple came only through the tree. So it is with man. When we were cut off from the source of life, God, we began to corrupt. How did it happen? It started when the serpent, Satan, came to Eve. He focused her on the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Genesis 3:6. And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise. She took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. In this you see her passions were inflamed. The three points of sin came into play. 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. Another way of saying this is it's not from above, but it's from below. So here we see Eve usurping her husband to make the decisions in that union. Remember previously we had established that the spirit making the decision-making facility is the spirit, not the flesh. But here we see Eve usurping her husband to make decision in that union in their marriage. Next we see Adam abdicate his role as leader in preference to Eve, to please her rather than God. Remember the phrase from Genesis 3, verse 6, and she gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. He abdicated. Eve usurped, Adam abdicated. So we see Adam giving his headship to Eve as figurative of the spirit relinquishing its headship to the body. The obvious purpose in this was for Adam to please his wife's desires. This pictures the spirit giving into the desires of the body. This is a perversion of what God intended. It changes the nature of the agreement or the covenant. It changes the nature of the soul to walk by the body's desires instead of God's. It is Satan who introduced this change. Just as he rebelled against God, so he fomented rebellion in the woman and ultimately the man. Man chose to please his wife instead of God. He chose to please his own flesh, so to speak. So the union became corrupted and cursed. And here's some examples of that curse from the spirit, from the scriptures. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened to the voice of thy wife, get it, hearkening to the voice of your flesh, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. And sorrow shalt thou eat of it all thy days of thy life. Therefore the Lord God sent forth him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. Genesis 3:23. Being cast from the Garden of Eden pictures the fruit being cast from the tree, which was its source of life and renewal. Man was cut off from God spiritually at this point. He is given over to the perverted union and therefore its corruption. For God told Adam, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, Genesis 2:17, but of the tree of knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. Death of the soul. And understanding this death, we must see its effects on both components of the soul. The spirit was cut off the minute Adam ate of the fruit. Though the spirit is eternal, without that union to God, who is spirit, there is no communion. The spirit's purpose is that communion with God, who is a spirit. John 4:24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The spirit is cut off from its source of life and information, just like that apple is cut off from the source of nourishment when the tree flings its fruit. At that point, the spirit is considered dead to God, though it is still alive. The body, therefore, is entered into a death by slow corruption with no hope of renewal. This is why people get old and die. Adam died physically at the age of 930 years, just 70 years short of a full day. For a day to God is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as a day. Both spiritually and physically, Adam died in that day. In the moment he ate of that fruit, he was cut off, and within 930 years, he died physically. That corruption was manifested from his spirit to his body, right? 2 Peter 3:8, but beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. One day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are as one day. And what did he tell Adam? In the day you eat of that fruit, you shall certainly die. So now we get down to the review questions. Does anybody have a problem with what we've discussed so far here in section 2? Does anybody have any problems with any of that? Can you really understand what we're talking about before we get into these review questions? Does it make sense to you? Can you see it? Okay. All right, the first review question. Was Adam made corruptible? Yes or no? Amen. Everybody can see that. Yes, he was made corruptible. All right, somebody tell me, what are the three components of sin? What are the three components of sin we've seen both mentioned in 1 John and worked in Eve? Teresa says lust of the flesh and pride of life, and you're missing one. Who can tell her what the missing one is? Lust of the flesh, pride of life are two of them. The tree was good for food, lust of the flesh. Desire to make one wise, pride of life. Eye, right, lust of the eyes. She saw that the fruit was pleasant to look upon. Lust of the eyes, pleasing to the eyes. So the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. All these things are of the world and not of God. And you see how Satan, by focusing her on the fruit of this tree, inflamed her passions, right? Everybody see that? Isn't that the same way he works in you, in your soul? Focusing the passions of your flesh on the desires of on its own desires instead of the spirit's desires. Okay, everybody can see that. Three, how does death come to both body and spirit through sin? And it says here in this review question, discuss this with the class. How does death come to both body and spirit through sin? Can anybody come to the mic and explain that? Now let's look at that. The minute the spirit was cut off, boom, it's immortal. And so, but it's considered dead because its purpose is to commune with God. So the minute, or the literal 24-hour day that Adam sinned, he did die where God was concerned, right? The only purpose of the spirit is to commune with God. And if the spirit cannot perform its purpose, then it's considered dead. Amen? All right. Then that death is manifested in the body. A day with God is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years there is a day. That was a slow corruption of Adam's body, that death, in that day. He died just 70 years short of a full day, 1,000 years, right? So you see, both physically and spiritually, death came to both body and spirit through sin in that day. Right? Here's an interesting point. In the lake of fire, your spirit will continue on forever, won't it? But it'll be considered in the second death. Right? The lake of fire is the second death. Your spirit will burn forever, won't it, in the lake of fire? And even though it's alive, Remember, the smoke of their torment rises forever and ever. So even the spirit, even though the spirit is alive, it's considered dead because it's cut off from the source of life, God. And the second death is about being cut off forever from God. Can y'all see that? The second death is about being cut off forever from God. Even though your spirit exists and is very much alive, it's considered dead because it's no longer in communion with God. And the second death is about that spirit, though it exists forever, being cut off forever from God. Where the worm dieth not, as it says in the scriptures. Can y'all see that? So this is going to be important later. So you've got to tell me, do you see this? Your body can die right, you know, can die, you know, can fade away and die and be destroyed in the grave, the part that's mortal. But the part that's immortal will go on forever in one place. Being cut off from God, its source of life, is considered death. Right. Okay. This is going to play an important part later. All right, the next question. What part of the soul is eternal, though considered dead? We just basically answered this. What part of the soul is eternal, though considered dead? No. The spirit, yeah. It's the spirit. It's eternal, but it's considered dead because of sin, right? Okay. Now that's the end of section 2.